This is Earth and Sky. In 1986, astronomers discovered an asteroid that they named Cruinia.
This asteroid is 5 kilometers, about 3 miles wide. It's one of several thousand asteroids whose orbits cross Earth's orbit. Further study of Cruinia caused a stir, though, because from Earth's surface, Cruinia appears to orbit Earth. That's why some people have mistakenly called Cruinia Earth's second moon.
In reality, if you could look down from above the solar system, you'd see that Cruinia orbits the Sun. But the orbit of Cruinia is locked to Earth's orbit. In this case, that means that Cruinia is affected by Earth's gravity so that Earth and this asteroid return every year to nearly the same place in orbit relative to each other.
What's more, Cruinia's orbit isn't stable. Computer models indicate that it'll spend another 5,000 years in its current orbit. The asteroid might then move into true orbit around Earth for a time. At that time, it would be a second moon, but not for long. After 3,000 years orbiting Earth, Cruinia would escape back into orbit around the Sun. By the way, for links to images of Cruinia's exotic orbit, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Special thanks to the National Space Grant Foundation, on the web at www.spacegrant.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.